95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, dog! How the hell are you?
What's up?
You know, this, that, the other thing. Did you enjoy the rain last night? A little bit of rain here and there.
I didn't notice that it was raining.
Yeah, a little bit of rain.
I missed it.
It was awesome. I want that from now on.
I do like rain. I just don't like it to stick around for.
Never does. Yeah. You get it for 5 minutes and there. That's enough.
Have you ever had phantom ringing in your leg?
Phantom ringing?
Yeah, my phone is in my front left pocket.
Right.
And it's on vibrate.
Oh, hot.
So I feel it ringing.
Right.
And I take out my phone.
Yeah.
And it's not ringing.
It's not. Oh, I know what you're talking
and
about.
And my leg is still tingling. It's still ringing.
Probably because it's, you know, being electrocuted or no.
It's being electrocuted?
That's not the right word. It's
I'm
giving you cancer. I didn't want to say that. But
what?
It's probably what it's doing.
That's a super
I get
weird
it too,
feeling.
Now that you say it, I
mine's
do it too.
Like my leg feels like it's still ringing and you see I took my phone out.
I can't be good to have those things sitting.
How do you answer your thigh? Yes, that's a
with
question for
respect.
Another time.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about today's show.
Alrighty.
Give me five.
Yeah.
Five songs in a row with a theme that is...
Today's the 13th, so lucky. You know, the word luck going to turn up in the title or whatever. So 13 okay. being a lucky number, especially here at KLOS.
Sluggo, it's his favorite number.
I have. It
13.
Is.
And it's because it makes everybody else uncomfortable.
That's right.
Sluggo loves it.
That's why it's my favorite.
The Dodgers are playing in the playoffs, as you know.
Damn straight.
We're going to talk about Dodger superstitions.
Who might we speak to today? Anybody interesting?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We have a.
I bet we'll speak to someone interesting.
We have a bullpen.
Yeah. We'll pull from it.
Of people who can join us.
Better to do.
And perhaps give us some information.
We're bored out of their minds.
And also your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Dude, it's back to $1,400. They finally got a winner this morning, 8 o'clock, with Heidi and Frank, with the president.
And can we say now?
Yeah, I guess so.
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson, ladies and gentlemen.
For those of you that tried for so long to try and guess the right president,
Wilson!
It was Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah.
So that's what it was. It's new now.
Yeah,
it's
we'll
not
tell
even
you
a president, but we'll tell you the information you need and when to call, and you can play the KLOS $100,000 name game. Coming up.
So the Dodgers are in the playoffs.
So I hear. Very cool.
They're playing the Padres.
Yeah.
The series is tied up at 1-1.
Yeah.
And occasionally we like to get some tips from our insiders that can actually give us, you know, behind the scenes of what's happening with the team, what it feels like to be in the playoffs, that kind of stuff.
I'm hoping this is who I'm hoping it is.
It is former Dodger great Manny Ramirez.
Yeah!
Yes.
Yay! Howdy.
Hey, Manny.
All right.
It's been
all
way
right.
too long since we've spoken to you.
Hey, it's always great to talk to you, Kelvin Buggle.
We wanted to check in with you, Manny, and find... Well, first of all, how are you?
Mount Amira? Yeah. Mount Amira is doing great. Mount Amira has a balloon and lollipop. You know, life is good.
That is good.
Live a good life.
What more do you need?
All right, good. Glad to hear that. Now, let's go to Dodgers. So the Dodgers are in the playoffs. As a former player...
Wait, he doesn't know.
What?
I think, Manny, were you surprised by that fact?
Dodgers in playoffs for baseball?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That sounds hooray. Good for them. All right.
I mean, they had the best record in baseball and got a first round bye, and now they're in the playoffs. You don't follow them at all?
Sure. Mano Ramirez thinks baseball is nice, but Mano Ramirez mostly focused on Poontang.
Okay. Plus, he's got a balloon right now, so, you know.
That's true.
That's right. Manny Ramirez got a balloon so I can get more Poontang.
Is that all it takes?
That's pretty amazing.
But sometimes, with your Manny Ramirez, it doesn't take much.
Yeah, sure.
Most guys need big house, sports car, or something fancy. Manny Ramirez walk up and go, hey, lady, check out my balloon. Did I happen to mention I'm one of the greatest offensive baseball players ever lived, and I have gigantic pee-pee.
But it's really the balloon that gets them.
Do you know my cousin? His name, Ricardo, he doesn't have a taint.
I didn't know that. How does he eat fiber?
His junk connect right to his behind. It's just one, no space there.
Hmm.
I said, how you do that? He said, I was born like that. I said, all right. You want to play Nintendo? He said, yep.
Wow, that's a lot of information. On your cousin.
All right. Minor affairs. That's
so anyway.
Baseball.
About the Dodgers.
So, all right.
Just the Dodgers in general, what do you think they should be focused on? Trying to be as general as possible.
Right now, I think main focus baseball.
Right.
For Dodgers. That... You know, because my mother tell you, I play baseball, and I think I played for the Dodgers one time.
You did play for the Dodgers, yes. That's why we're talking to you.
I say it's always a good idea when baseball season, you should focus on baseball.
Okay.
It really seems to be a good idea and help you play. All right.
Oh,
okay. I mean, it does.
You know what they say?
What do they say?
When life give you lemons, go for it.
Still a little shocked that Manny's not watching the Dodgers. I mean, I would think you'd be keeping up on it, but I don't know. Maybe you've been there, done that.
You don't know Manny.
I don't think I do.
No, you don't.
I'm starting to kind of wonder about all of
that. He's a strange one.
A little.
Are you, how do you feel about roadside attractions?
Okay, that's really, have you been listening to what I'm doing in the morning lately?
No.
Because that's what we've been talking about a lot in the morning on that other little thing.
Sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I find them interesting. Yeah.
Do you?
I like to see pictures of them from other people and their take on them. I don't necessarily want to go myself because I hate everything in the world.
I went to the world's largest pecan because my former partner demanded it.
Yeah, he loves that stuff.
Twice? I had to go back.
Twice?
Here's the interesting fact about that.
Yes.
Not a pecan.
Of course not.
It was cement. It was a cement in the shape of a pecan.
So...
And I would yell at him, it's not a pecan!
I mean...
How is this the world's largest pecan? It's not a pecan!
And well, what did he say?
I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, I ended up going twice, so clearly...
Oh my God, where is it?
Clearly... Seguin, Texas?
What the hell are you doing out there?
How do I know that?
Yeah, you should not. Nobody should know that.
Okay, there is a statue...
Uh-huh.
Of Cheetos.
The delicious cheese snack?
Yes.
Mm.
In Canada someplace.
Why?
And it's three fingers and it's holding a giant Cheeto that I think is like 17 feet tall.
Did they come from there? Is that where they originated?
Nope.
Okay.
Here's the report.
You expect to find Cheetos in a bowl or a bag, not in a field.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is,
a
sculpture that even the snack's mascot would call.
What's she going to say?
Start
taking bets. Cheesy.
This is our.
She's gonna say cheesy.
She's gonna say cheesy. This is our favorite reporter from CNN, and she gets all the crap jobs, and she does a crappy job with them.
Exactly.
And she's full of puns. Okay, so you say cheesy.
Yeah. What do you say?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't. I'd go cheesy. Yeah.
Dangerously cheesy.
Oh, nope. She inserted the ad from way back when. Yeah, so you were right. Cheesy is correct.
Because she really takes a lot of time to think about the wording she's going to...
You'd be surprised how many people want to get up close and personal with a giant Cheeto at any given moment.
We probably got about 40 to 50 people here so far.
What?
40 to 50 people so far...
Since it went up four years ago?
I don't know when it went up, but it doesn't sound like there's a lot of people going there.
Three fingers holding a giant Cheeto.
17 feet tall.
Rushing to see it?
Correct.
In Canada?
Correct.
Huh.
That's about half the population of Cheetle, Alberta, Canada.
Oh, my God.
Cheetle is the name of the city, and I believe the Cheeto company chose that.
Because they were really high.
She goes on to say later, and I'm not sure that you're going to have the patience to get through this because she loses.
Makes us crazy.
Yeah, she makes us crazy. But it goes on to say that Cheetle is what it sounds like, the powder that gets on your fingers that you have to clean off.
No, it doesn't, actually. That's weird.
No, that's the name of it.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound anything like that at all.
Well, okay.
Yeah,
not I'm saying that's what the company says.
But they're incorrect.
All right, here we go.
The makers of Cheetos commissioned the 17-foot-tall sculpture created by a local company that makes movie props. Cheetos' board of directors was happy to have it here.
And, I mean, it's putting you guys on the map, right?
Our hamlet isn't getting anything out of this other than a lot of tourists rolling through our town.
Most of them posing for selfies.
It's the real deal.
You know,
taking selfies.
Sure, but you know, you like to do weird things. Like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, people are pretending to hold it up turn things.
Yes.
I think if there's a giant Cheeto, considering its shape, there might be some interesting poses
hilarious.
You could take, right?
There was one guy that made it look, the third guy that you'll hear. You've heard one person, now keep going.
Okay.
Often posing with Cheetos in hand, though this guy opted to pose with a competition behind enemy lines, as he put it.
All right, hold on. Mm-hmm. So that's a guy who had a different Cheeto brand.
Oh, like a knockoff.
It's on.
It's a generic.
The fight is on. And now the next guy is the guy who made the little...
Right. The makers of Cheetos chose Cheetle because Cheetle sounds like Cheetle.
No, it doesn't!
Which is their name for the orange dust you end up having to wipe off your hands or lick off your fingers.
Incorrect.
So many people wanted to handle the Cheeto that soon a sign went up. Please do not climb fence or Cheetle hand statue.
Were they playing Stranger Things music for a minute, or was I hallucinating?
You were hallucinating.
Oh, okay.
The Cheeto's only here till early November.
Oh, yeah, I hear it.
But like a bag of Cheetos, it won't last long.
Until then, tourists are eating it up.
No.
As were we.
They're not eating it up.
Well, this tourist would probably eat anything. And this guy cheated his Cheeto selfie to make it look like he was biting off more than he could chew.
A true crowd pleaser.
Genie Mose.
That
CNN.
Is that is some solid work right there.
God.
That's some solid reporting. And I'm happy that we know about the 17-foot Cheeto stature.
You know, it's the mainstream media and all of their nonsense saying that the Cheeto sound is something you get when it's lies. It's filthy lies, and it's what's wrong with this country. And she's at the heart of it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is coming up before 5 o'clock, so keep listening for that. Right now, it's time for One American Dollar.
Oh, I need
dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey.
That's the shortest theme ever, but I love it. That's courtesy of Raul, right?
I love it for its brevity.
Yeah.
Hey,
I just got back from vacation, so I need a dollar. I'm broke.
You just got back from vacation, which leads me into today's top 10 list. Top 10 vacation spots in America.
Oh, check you out. In America.
Top 10 vacation spots in America.
Not the world.
Correct.
All right, so if I get these, I get a dollar, and I start building back up my huge bank account.
Correct.
Which
you
was
get
like 20 when I left.
Six guesses to get four right.
Six guesses to get four right.
Yes.
Oof.
Six
holiday spots
four
in
right.
vacation spots in the U.S.
In America.
Well, all right, since I just got back from Hawaii, I guess I have to say Honolulu, my guess would be, even though I was actually on Maui. Oh, yes! Honolulu!
Honolulu is correct.
Sweet. Well, our good friend sponsors Disney World. I'll say Disney World, Florida. Oh, no! Are you serious?
Yep.
Huh, I would have thought that would be, well, I guess I won't say the one down south here. Everyone loves to go to that park.
Don't try and sneak in and get answers from
hold
me.
Hold on, look right at me when I say,
you'll
you know,
not get anything
that one
from me.
South.
I have a good poker face.
Yeah, you're very good at poker.
You'll get nothing.
You're a very good poker player. There's the, I do, give me that freaking dollar. Yellowstone. Everybody loves to go to that park and spend the night and get, yes!
I can't believe you got Yellowstone. I didn't think you'd get Yellowstone.
Yeah, my family wants to go. I don't really care so much. Well, so, I mean, vacation spots.
Yes.
Spots. Vacation spots.
Yes.
I mean, New York City is a vacation. I'm not saying, but New York City is a destination for vacations.
Well, I mean, you guessed Honolulu.
That's true, and that's a city. Yeah.
Correct. So, I don't know.
Huh. Well, first I'm going to go down further south. I'm going to say Miami.
Miami.
For vacations. Ah, oh, damn it.
Okay, so you got three more guesses.
All right, I'll go back to New York City. New York City.
New York City is correct.
Woo! Well, then Hollywood should be in there, and that's three, right?
Four guesses, and you have three correct.
Right.
Yeah, but don't throw around Hollywood without making
I'm
one of your
Hollywood.
Guesses.
I'm saying Hollywood.
Is that
Everybody
one of your guesses?
Everybody comes here, and they get in our way and go real... Damn it!
Wrong. Five That's... guesses, three correct. So you get one more guess, and it has to be correct, or you lose.
I don't get my dollar?
Correct.
I need my
dollar.
Exactly. I need it. I'm going to phone a friend. I'm going to call my friend Kevin. He'll help.
Nope.
Yosemite.
Son of a bitch.
Ooh, I didn't think I was going to get that.
I didn't think you would get, because a lot of them are more outdoorsy places.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that way.
I went to Yosemite, as I like to call it, once. And it was awesome. It was amazing.
All right. Number 10 is New York City.
New York City.
Number 9 is Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming.
Never guess that.
Right. That's what
I
thought. Number 8 is Kauai.
Okay. All right. That's where I'm going next, man. I got to go back out
Number
there.
7 was Honolulu.
Honolulu.
Number 6 is Zion National Park in Utah.
Oh, never been there. Always wanted
Number
to
Number 5 is Glacier National Park in Montana.
Okay.
Number 4 you went to and didn't guess Maui.
What a loser.
That's number 4. You just got back.
That's pathetic.
You just got back from Maui and you guessed Honolulu correctly.
So you were probably thinking, oh, well, I'm definitely going to get Maui.
Yes, of course. You just came from there.
I don't remember anything.
Last week at this time, you were in Maui.
Oh, my God. And it was wonderful. But I disavow all knowledge of Maui. I don't know anything
number
about it.
Number 3 is Yosemite in California. Number 2 is Yellowstone.
Wow, that's number 2.
Yep.
It's number 1.
The Grand Canyon.
It's a big hole in the ground. I don't want to go look at that. Who cares?
You got your stupid dollar.
Yeah! Woo!
Shut up. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
I'm still celebrating my dollar win. I'm so excited. I don't know what I'm going to do with all this money.
Well, I mean, really, you've won, what, 4 times?
Yeah, I think so. Getting rich, man.
You are getting rich.
I don't need to keep doing this job.
I need to make them harder.
No, that's what she said. Yeah.
The Dodgers are in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And there's no sports fan more superstitious than the baseball fan.
Oh, yeah, you feel that's the case?
Yes. Okay. I think the baseball fan is the most superstitious fan on the planet.
Right. Go through all sorts of weird things to make the team win.
To help. Do your part.
Yeah.
To help
home.
The team win.
While you're watching,
home, yes.
Or maybe there at the game.
While you're watching on TV, for the most part, is when it happens.
Yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
wear your favorite jersey. You wear your hat, this certain hat.
Yep.
Pair of underwear.
Sacrifice a lamb.
Sure. That might be one of them.
Yep.
So the Dodgers are playing the Padres, and it's 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Best of 5.
Right.
The next 2 games, I believe, are Friday and Saturday in San Diego. So, superstitions. Baseball superstitions. Dodgers fans.
Yeah, what do you know? Or do you have one, or do you know someone who has one?
What is it that you do when you watch a game to help?
Right.
To do your part. I love these. It's ridiculous, and yet I have mine.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, talk to me, freaky.
Occasionally. I mean, for the NFL, I do.
Oh, okay.
You know, stuff
right.
like that. Because it doesn't hurt.
Right.
There's no downside.
What's one of yours that you do for the NFL, for your team?
I wear a shirt by Fitzgerald, who used to be on the Arizona Cardinals.
I see.
And I love him.
I get a picture. Uh-huh.
And I would always wear that T-shirt.
Now, is that the one that's splattered with the lamb's blood from the sacrifice that you did a few years ago?
And I think that's where it went south.
Yeah,
so, Dodger fans, 818-955-KLOS, how do you help? What is it that you do? What is your superstition? 818-955-KLOS. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game coming up very soon. First, we're talking about the Dodgers in the playoffs, and baseball fans have superstitions.
Big time. Yeah.
So we're asking baseball fans, especially Dodger fans, to call in with what your superstition is.
I wear like a big diaper and I go outside and I say hi to the neighbors as you drive by the house.
I don't believe you at all.
I don't believe you at all, and yet I'm entertained by you.
Yes, and I hope you do. If you haven't actually ever done it, do it today and see if they win.
Send us a picture.
Yeah.
We'll believe you.
Yes.
Put it on TikTok.
Send us a picture. Tell us where to find it on TikTok.
And we'll promise to give you stuff,
and we'll
send
you a T-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We
sure.
will.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
We're never going to see that picture.
No, because he's not doing it. But if he did, it'd be hilarious.
That'd be awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Calling in for Dodger Superstition.
Yeah. What do you got?
How do you help?
All right. So mine isn't too crazy. I just, wear my favorite jerseys when, during playoff time.
Do you have a specific player's jersey, or is it just a Dodgers jersey with no name?
Kershaw.
Okay.
Okay. And only during the playoffs, you say, not during regular play.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's superstition enough that I watch every game, or I try to watch every game.
All right.
It's a long season.
So you try to watch every game. Do you wear the Kershaw jersey on nights that he's not pitching?
I probably do.
See, you
this
are
is why
shaky.
They've been having trouble.
This is why it's tied up in 1-1, because you're shaky.
Do your part, man. Come on, step up.
Get it together.
So, I think it's my fault.
That's what we were saying. It's your fault.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's me ticking, by the way.
All right. Thank you for
tisking,
calling.
Like your first grader teacher.
Right, sure.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
It's his fault.
So, every time Cody Bellinger goes up to bat, we always talk to him. We always say, you know, you're not worth your contract or you suck. And then every time he gets a hit or knocks somebody in.
What a weird anti-superstition.
I like that. That's my kind of thinking.
You
right
actually
there.
Root against him out loud in your house so that he will get a hit.
We do. Yeah, it works half the time.
It works when you mean it, when you really feel it. You know, if you're just acting and it doesn't sound like you really mean the horrible things you're saying, that's when it doesn't work.
I gotta be honest, we've talked about superstitions a lot. That one surprises me.
I love it.
I've never heard that
one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you for
calling. Thanks, dude. 818-955-KLOS.
Dodgers, what are your superstitions as you watch the games at home?
Give me five.
Songs in a row.
In a row.
About what, though?
With a theme.
What is the theme?
Today is October 13th.
That's right.
Sluggo's favorite number is 13.
Damn straight.
Because everyone else is afraid of it.
Yeah, mostly.
And so the theme is luck or lucky.
Ah, yeah.
Luck or lucky.
And that should tie into the game. It would have been nice if that dude had won. He would say, oh, he was lucky, but nah. He didn't bother winning. 818.
Asshole.
818-94. 955-KLS. What do you got that has luck in the title? Give us a call and suggest for our precious Gimme Five.
Lady Luck.
Tesla.
That is our Gimme Five, and the theme is luck or lucky.
And you have a suggestion, but what did you want to do?
I want to dedicate it to Kevin with a little luck by McCartney.
What was the story? Is there a story here?
No.
Ha! Tell me the story,
no.
Sir.
No.
Kevin refuses.
There's no story.
Come on now.
There's
don't
no
make it replay it.
There's no story.
Yeah, play it. All right. I'll do it. I don't know what's going on, but I'm happy to play along on KLOS.
There's no story. Look.
It's your favorite song.
Look.
It's all about luck.
Listen.
With a little luck.
Look. Listen. That instrumental part in the middle?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like it's on a Casio little mini kids keyboard.
Yeah.
You are Beatle!
I love Mr. Mike Ness and his social D. Always been a big fan of those guys.
Same.
Bad luck. It's all about luck. Doesn't matter if it's good or bad on Gimme 5 today.
Luck or lucky. KLOS. Hello.
Which line is this? 13?
Hello?
I don't want to know what's going on over there,
you
honestly.
Either?
I really don't.
Hello?
Hello, KLOS.
I'm feeling lucky.
Aha.
How about Just Got Lucky by Dawkins?
I didn't get lucky in our luck countdown. I was hoping someone would ask for Thin Lizzy. Hollywood, down on your luck.
Right.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know this was a cold song.
Yeah. So you've been talking.
Yeah, babbling. Sorry. Sorry
thing.
About that. Sorry. Yes. I was hoping someone would ask for Thin Lizzy Hollywood. I love that song. Down
but
on your luck.
All of the songs that have been played are great.
Very good.
What's your
very
complaint?
Good stuff. Because I just like to complain.
It's Gimme Five. The theme is luck. KLOS. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hey there. Luck or lucky?
Hi. Yep.
What do you got?
Meerkat.
Meerkat.
Meerkat is an animal. Go ahead.
Are you guessing for the game?
Oh, yeah. He's playing the game.
I see. I'm like, I don't know any song gotcha. That has Meerkat in it.
I couldn't. Is there a band named Meerkat
yeah, no,
that
like,
I've never heard
no.
of?
Oh, we're right. not doing that right now.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So confused. Don't confuse us.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Luck or lucky?
I got one.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Petty. And I tell my wife this all the time. You got luck.
Does she agree with you? Maybe she did in the early days. Where's she at now?
Not really.
It's possible that the game doesn't stop.
What?
How is that possible?
I get really upset about this.
How?
I don't understand.
Stu's in the studio.
Hey, yeah. Stu. Stu Studio.
Hey, listen.
Hey, baby.
There was... ooh. There was a Dodger game last night.
Yeah.
And they were playing the Padres.
Yep.
And it's a playoff series.
It's important.
And a goose...
and goose
yeah. landed on the field.
Yeah.
And they just kept playing, right?
This is the announcing. Listen to this, because they focus in on the goose.
Right.
Yeah. And duck.
We needed it. We thought we saw everything in the game, and now a new friend wants to join our party. Hello, friend.
Do we go? Does John Topanga from Bango get it? I don't want to necessarily bother our feathered friend here. Ducks are very aggressive. I don't know if you know that.
I don't.
They're very aggressive. And we're going to keep on playing.
What?
Dude.
You are.
It's a 1-1.
So they kept playing. So what?
You are so, so worked up about this.
What? You said it was in shallow right field.
Shallow right field, from what I could tell, yeah. And they just kept playing the game.
It's a good place for a goose to be.
No, you stop whatever sporting event is happening and you get the animal off the field.
Like, for example, if you're watching a basketball game and an elephant wanders out there, they generally stop the play.
They have to stop. Elephants are big. They're in the way. The goose, immaterial.
Well, he was saying they're scared of it.
Shallow right field.
Do you remember?
They're scared of it because they're mean.
They should be scared of a goose and don't go near that thing.
Right. Except for if it's interrupting a playoff baseball game, stop the game and get the goose out.
Do you remember when Randy Johnson had that encounter with
killed that bird? It was great.
Yeah, it was amazing, right? So they were probably hoping maybe something similar like that would happen because baseball ratings aren't what they used to be. I don't know.
The goose just sat there and everyone looked at it and then everybody just went, huh, all right, well, let's just keep playing.
Play ball!
Right!
I think that's
and the goose was just sitting there!
Yes,
so wait, the field. So people could bring geese to the games and start throwing them out on the field and then be just, no problem?
Yes. Sure. Remember when the Astros cheated and the fans would bring the inflatable trash cans?
Yeah.
Because that's how they cheated and they would throw those on the field.
Yeah.
They would clean those up. Because they didn't want it to get in the way of the
pitch. Those were no threat. Those were no threat.
No, they would stop playing and clean up the field so that it wasn't I don't know why.
Interruption to the game.
Because it's an interruption to the game.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even a playoff game.
Are you sure that's not a rule, maybe? Something, I mean, it's just an animal?
What, you just leave an animal on the field?
I don't know. Why are you so upset about it?
It was really weird. Night at Dodger Stadium.
What do you mean?
That's a good promotion.
What do you mean, might there be a rule about animals in sports?
Well, there's rules about everything.
There's a goose exception in the baseball league. It's deep in there, but it's the goose exception. They keep playing the game.
They're excessively mean is what I have heard. Yeah. I've done some research into it.
Well, so it could have attacked the players. That would have been terrible. Funny.
Do you want to see a player injured from a goose?
Listen, they got the goose off, I guess, in between innings.
They got him off. Wait.
No, that's not what I meant.
Oh.
They captured the goose.
I see.
And they put him in like a towel, and then they put him in like a big trash can.
And they took him out to the parking lot.
And it looked like they were being really nice with it. But why not do that? It's in the middle of the game.
Well, why do you want your game interrupted? Wouldn't you rather they keep playing and so you don't have to...
What if the guy hits it into right field?
If I didn't know better, I'd think that you love baseball.
What's happening? Any sport.
When did this happen?
Any sport. Especially in the playoffs.
Not golf, though.
Has to stop if there's an animal on the field.
Sing it. Amen.
Yeah.
Preach it.
Woo! Speaking of being dumb, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Uh-huh.
There was a goose on the field during the Dodgers playoff game last night.
Man, did that get you worked up?
And they continued playing. That's crazy. Sluggo won one American dollar by naming four of the top 10 vacation spots in the United States, without mentioning Maui, where he was last week.
I was just on Maui, and I didn't mention Maui.
And finally, there was a goose on the field at the Dodger game, and they kept playing.
I'm going to go home and pet my goose.
So crazy. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Would you like your shot at your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas?
I would.
We will take... You can't, but everybody else. We'll take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. The current jackpot is $1,400.
Good luck!
The name game.
Pretty.
The name game, yeah. KLOS, who's this?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, you're caller 13.
Oh, man.
That means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. I'm going to give you two clues. Are you ready?
Ready.
We are looking for an animal that you could see at the LA Zoo. That's clue one. And it's a one-word name.
And, Jeff, I'm going to give you the last two guesses, which were wrong. They said them, and they were wrong. What stupid people they must have been. And penguin. Those aren't the right answers. What do you got?
I'm going to go with a giraffe.
A giraffe.
Incorrect.
Damn it. Stupid giraffe.
Sorry.
Damn.
Now you pushed it up to 1,600, though, so you're doing a service for everybody else.
Yeah, come back and play in an hour or so.
Right on.
The what now?
Name game.
Oh, I see. I didn't know
KLOS
that.
KLOS $100,000 name game. It's your shot to win your share of that $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. Caller 13 right now gets to play.
And it's whooped to $1,600. So if you're ready, call now, 818-955-KLOS. Don't ask us where we got it, but we've got money to burn here at KLOS. The name game. Take our money. I suppose we could just start throwing out the window.
Sure.
Instead of doing it this way.
Let's do it this way.
Okay, all right.
KLOS, who's this?
Peter.
What's up, Peter?
You are caller 13.
No way. Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Do you like animals?
I love animals.
Oh, well, good.
Let's not go down that road. This is the KLOS $100,000 name game. We are looking for an animal that you could see at the zoo.
And
it has a one-word name.
One-word name. The last couple names the guest were giraffe and penguin. So help us put together Noah's Ark. What is the animal you're thinking of?
Jaguar.
Hold on, we're checking. Incorrect. Oh, the zoo says no.
Oh, man. All right, thank you.
Thank you, man.
Sorry, dude.
Next hour, $1,800.
Worked up so much in quite some time.
It's insane. It's insanity.
All right, speaking of animals.
We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. Caller 13 right now. 818-955-KLOS gets to play the KLOS $100,000 name
right
game.
This second, it's worth $1,800. So good luck unto thee.
The name game. Woo! That crazy game.
Yeah, for $100,000.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Cindy.
Whoa!
Cindy, you are caller 13. Who's your friend in the background?
Your cheerleader.
No way!
Wow!
You're going to have to split this $1,800 if you win with your cheerleader?
I don't know what the $1,800.
I'm not sure what that means.
We have no idea what you just said.
Well,
all right, Cindy. We are looking for an animal that you could see at the L.A. Zoo,
and
it has one word name.
Let me tell you, too, Cindy, that the last two guesses were jaguar and giraffe, and those are wrong. So what do you think?
I'm just going to go with bear.
Sorry.
I'm just so happy I got through.
Yay!
Yeah,
that's the right attitude.
For you and your cheerleader.
You guys should get really wasted tonight.
Dude, you're great. We listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Nice. Thanks.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. All right.
So tomorrow, thanks for calling, you guys. Take care.
Tomorrow
morning at 8 o'clock, it's going to be worth $2,000. It was on this day in rock in 1965 at Pi Studios in London that The Who recorded My Generation. Rolling Stones' album Goat's Head Soup began its four-week run at number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1973. The Fat Bottom Girl / Bicycle Race single from Queen was released on this day in rock in 1978.